Moolala is brought to you by the nonprofit credit counseling agency, Credit Canada. Gift registries have been around for a really, really long time. I remember like a long time ago going into a store, and I think they might have even had a zapper, and you could zap things and add them to a gift registry. So whether that's getting married or having a baby or some other event, it's a pretty convenient way for guests of an event or people in your life who want to buy a gift to get you something that you actually want and need. As we think about our life today, the cost of living is ridiculous, and the cost of living for raising children is ridiculous. So there's a new registry and a new method of gift giving that we want to talk about today on Moolala. It's called Gift Start, and it is a baby registry platform that has a cash fund feature. The company's CEO, Scarlett Lee Goshawk, is here to talk about how it works. Hello there.
Hi, Bruce. Thank you so much for having me today.
So gift registries, as I say, been around forever. You choose the thing, someone buys the thing. Sometimes they even buy a part of the thing. But you decided to add a cash fund feature. Why?
Well, actually, that's a really good question. Like you mentioned earlier, gift registry has been around for decades. But when you really think about this, from its back in the days, from its brick and mortar store form to now an online version of that, the landscape really hasn't changed. But our needs today, especially as young parents, have changed drastically, especially, you know, with the current increasing cost in child rearing expenses, inflation, house affordability. We recognize the importance of the financial support that's more than ever that are needed on young parents. Hence, we launched a cash fund. So what we do really is, it's really a feature that's to facilitate financial contributions for parents to kind of alleviate some of the financial strain on young parents. Really, when you think about this, when it's never fun to ask for financial assistance. People always ask you, hey, what do you want for a new baby? You never want to say, just give me cash. And then you end up with all these, you know, swaddle blankets. I think personally, I've gotten 16 swaddle blankets for my daughter. Nobody needs that much wastefulness, right? So really what parents need today are the financial support. So by incorporating cash fund into a part of their baby registry, you are able to ask cash contribution in a more polite and graceful and tasteful manner, really.
What I think is really neat, I mean, the idea I like, of course, it goes to, you know, how I operated the world. But what I like about the way you've set it up is you've kind of branded the different gifts that people could contribute to. So I'm just going to go through them. Create your own, so you can make one up. Nursery dreams, tiny steps, big dreams. Diapers Delight Fund. There is nothing delightful about a diaper, says someone who worked on Pampers for Procter & Gamble for 2 years. Tiny Tot Tender Care. Parental wellness and support, and then gear up for baby. Tell us about how you came up with those different categories for cash funds.
Yeah, absolutely. I think when you look at every family's, their situations are so unique. So with our platform, we kind of pre-named and some of the cash fund that's being pre-created on the essentials, such as nursery that you said, the gear funds, and also the parental support. People don't really often think, hey, you know what? Not newborns that needs care, also parents needs care. And to create your own. So the platform is really highly flexible and customizable. You can preset a goal for the amount that you want to reach for the specific use of the funds, or you can leave it uncapped. So it's really designed to be met with the ever-changing needs of the family.
The one that is sort of outset, not like the others, is the parental wellness and support one. We're supposed to be selfless as parents. And yet that one, if I had a friend who had that one, that would be the one that I would direct my money to, because I remember vividly how brutal those first couple of years were.
Yeah, absolutely. And that's really designed for that. I think when you have a baby, you tend to be so selfless, right? All your focus is on is caring for the newborn. But sometimes you forget, you know, parents need support too, especially with somebody who, as a mom who went through 9 months of pregnancy, who's in the first 12 weeks of postpartum, what we call fourth trimester. To, you know, either it's pelvic floor therapy or even just have a night nanny that you'd be able to go take a shower, have a few hours of sleep is so important. But something a lot of time you don't really want to put on as a gift, naming it, hey, help me with my pelvic floor therapy, you're helping me with my lactation. It's you know, it's embarrassing and awkward to ask. So to kind of group it under a wellness fund, that's a really just, once again, it's a really tasteful and courteous way of asking for the financial support that you can kind of put into discretionary use.
How does GiftStart make money on the cash fund piece? Because I get it. If you're selling, you know, a crib online and people are registering for a crib as a retailer, there'd be a margin there. How do you make money on the cash fund feature?
That's a really good question, Bruce. We actually don't make a lot from the cash fund. It's really just an added-on feature from a platform to really support the Canadian parents. So like many cash funds that's available in the market, actually, when you take a look at all the gift registry, we're the only Canadian cash fund that's available. All the other cash funds are US. So we charge the same percentage of a processing fee. It's a very, very small percentage. But in our case, it's a Canadian dollar versus US dollar, which are more friendly on the Canadian parents' pocket. Other than that, it's just a regular processing fee that's being taken by Square, which is a payment processor that we use leverage for the payment intake, and it's very safe and secure.
What do you think? What do you think about our culture in this at this moment in time when it comes to cash fund? Because I was married almost 20 years ago, and we registered for a bunkie at our little tiny cottage. We didn't need a thing. We were living in New York City. We were in our early 30s. Like, we did not need anything. And people made contributions to that bunkie, and it was very special for us, and we love it. But it was certainly not really done back in those days. Is this done more often? Is this more socially acceptable?
We are seeing more of an upward trend in people doing cash fund for their baby registry. It's wildly popular in the wedding space, as you mentioned earlier. We're seeing, you know, pretty much every wedding we've been invited to are doing a honeymoon fund or people saving for their first home fund. With baby, it's less, but we are doing, because the financial strain on young parents are just, you know, people are met with a host of challenges these days. So I think there is an upward trend. And since the launch of a cash fund, we're seeing 95% of registry that I created has cash fund incorporated as their part of the registry.
What else can you tell us in terms of the data? Like, do you have an approximate value that cash funds raise per user, or is there a particular account that people are gravitating toward more often than others?
The amount is honestly too large to vary. We are seeing as little as $25 that's being contributed into the Diaper Delight Fund that you love so much, you know, more of a large lump sum, mostly coming from parents to give it to their children to have another child. But one thing that we have seen on the back end is the Gear Up for Baby and Nursery Dreams that are really popular as a preset cash fund.
Yeah, I'd like to put an asterisk beside that one and tell everybody, buy crappy stuff, because you're only going to use it for about 5 minutes. So don't go for a used thing. But no
Kids
one wants to hear that. They
so
want the
bad.
Perfect nursery and the perfect thing. Let me ask you just before we go here, one of the other areas in which there's a huge opportunity for people to save for their kid is with education savings. Is the cash fund feature a way that you can start to get things going on a registered education savings plan?
Yes, absolutely. We are actually seeing an uptake in people creating, you know, what we created here is called college fund, but really people, I'm seeing people naming them for even daycare expenses. So thinking about, this is such a nice way even for this platform to be used for milestone birthdays, Christmas, you know, any kind of gift occasions, you can create an RSP fund for people to contribute cash into it. And start saving
really
her.
Interesting. Really interesting stuff. Scarlett, thank you for joining us today.
Thank you so much again for having me. It's been a pleasure.
Scarlett Lee Goshawk is the CEO of GiftStart, and she joined me to talk about this cash fund feature on their gift registry, which is a really easy way for you to contribute financially to the upbringing of a child in your life without having to get them yet another swaddling blanket. Or in my case, shoes. People were buying shoes for newborns. Made absolutely no sense.